The EU's foreign policy chief is offering up her condolences following the death of an EU official working in Syria. Catherine Ashton says policy officer Ahmad Shadhadi was killed during a rocket attack while working in the suburbs of Damascus.
Can I begin by saying I learned with great sadness the tragic death yesterday of Ahmad Shadhadi, a policy officer of the EU delegation in Syria. He was killed during a rocket attack on the Damascus suburb of Deraa, where he lived. Ahmad died while providing humanitarian help to the community.
Shahadi's death comes as Britain and France put more pressure on other EU member states to lift a ban on supplying arms to Syria. Ashton, who's presiding over a session of the European Parliament, says urgent steps are needed to bring an end to the fighting in Syria.
I want to be clear, too, that on the occasions this year when I have put the arms embargo on the agenda of the Foreign Affairs Council, with all options to be discussed, no member state has proposed that it be lifted to arm the opposition.
Germany has emerged as the main opponent to arming the Syrian rebels, suggesting any move like that could lead to a proliferation of weapons in the region and could potentially spark a proxy war. The Russian government is also opposed to any move to supply arms to the Syrian rebels. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in London for talks with his counterpart William Hague.
I think that the international law provides for the fact it's not possible, and I think that arming the opposition is a breach of international law.
For his part, William Hague says Britain has not ruled out anything in the future. The British government has already promised to give non-lethal assistance to the Syrian rebels.